The seed industry won a small but significant victory in the omnibus bill passed by Congress and signed by the president. American Seed Trade Association CEO Andy Levine says they were successful in preventing a rider that would have extended the plant variety protection rights for Marshall ryegrass.
When we look at plant variety protection, it's the best way to explain it, I think, is it's very similar to a regular patent. But it's one that's based for breeders, and it one gives protection for that breeder for 20 years, but it also gives access to other breeders to breed with that variety and, you know, try to use that in their program. And then if they want to go commercial with it, then they have to get permission from the breeder. But it's a 20-year contract with the public. It's exclusive for 20 years, and after that, the variety goes into public domain for everybody to use. And so that's what we feel very strongly about. And this specific variety, the Marshall ryegrass, had already been extended 10 years. So it had 28 years of protection, and it's been public for a year and a half. We have companies growing it out in the public marketplace. They've got seed stock in their warehouses now, and they have seed in the ground that will be harvested in the spring. And we were really concerned about what does it do to those people who have been growing it and have it for sale now. So we were able to work closely with folks and help them realize the importance of that contract with the public and the importance of also bringing that back into the breeding community for people to use in the future. So fortunately, as we can tell, as of this moment, it was not part of the omnibus bill.
With the new year upon us now, Levine says the seed industry is excited about what lies ahead in 2016.
There's a lot going on, as you know, in this industry, and we've really excited about the evolution of breeding techniques and being able to bring new varieties and new choice to America's farmers and realize the importance of what that does to their production and the decision that they make every season of what varieties they select. So we're very much looking forward to that and working with America's farmers and producers to provide the great bounty that this country provides through our agriculture community.
Reporting for AgriPulse, I'm Cindy Zimmerman.